Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Betsy Duffy and Mindy Vandenbosch join us on today's program to talk about the Hesselig Brewing Company and the microbrewery they're hoping to bring to the Tulip City. First of all, share with our listeners the concept that you've been working on and developing.
Hesselig Brewing Company is a concept that came up when Mindy Vandenbosch and I and our families got together. We were talking about a destination. We were talking about a family-friendly atmosphere, someplace where people could get together, couples, families, grandparents, and just enjoy the company of one another. A lot of fellowship going on. And with my background in the craft beer industry, and then Mindy's background in, I think, Michigan, your family had enjoyed craft breweries quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Concept just kind of all came together, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, I think really, even a year ago, Pace did a survey, and one of the top things that came up was the need for a brewery or the request for a brewery from our residents here in Pella. And so that's when we approached the Duffys and said, more because we didn't want them to feel competition. And really what turned from there was the desire that they'd had for years to get into a brewery. And then things just kind of happened and conversations happened and this kind of all came to light. And so, again, I think, you know, Betsy said it. This is something we think the community wants. The community needs it. It's something to entice our next generation of workforce to want to come to Pella and not just work here, but to live here.
Why was that such an important thing here in Pella and an important amenity in your minds to attract young families and those that may be my age all the way on up even? Why was it such an important concept to have that brewery aspect mixed in with a restaurant and things like that?
I think it becomes a destination. I mean, I think, again, you know, the Duffys have seen it all over Iowa and in the Midwest, and we saw it in Michigan, but it becomes a place where you can go and it's a hangout more. It's not a restaurant where you eat and then they're waiting to flip the table, but a place where you can go and hang out, and there's games and there's activities, and you make it a place for everyone to be versus, you know, I think, you know, even we have it where you don't always want to have to get a babysitter. You want to take your kids. And I think it's good for kids to be in that environment of playing games and relaxing and enjoying time together versus it just being a, you know, be quiet, keep seated at the restaurant type thing.
And it's more than just craft beer. It's craft soda. It is cold pressed coffee. It is community. It's education. We hope to have local Iowa flair to it that would really be unique. And that's one of the things with craft beer and really craft soda. It's an art form in and of itself. And these tap rooms are an experience that you cannot duplicate anywhere else. So it's an experience that you cannot get anywhere else. With Hesselig, our concept is comfortable, cozy. The word Hesselig actually is a Dutch word with no direct English translation. It is an adjective that means cozy. You know, that feeling you get when you're with friends and family at your grandma's house. We like to say our tagline is like a liquid hug. And with that, really, back to the uniqueness of it and being a destination, we hope to tie in a lot of local produce with our business. We would love to utilize the windmill at some point to crack the grain, bring local farmers in and local artists, really make it a destination that no one can get anywhere else.
Where is the process at right now? I had a chance recently at a city council meeting to kind of see the vision and where the city council stood on this. For the two of you, where are we at in the process?
Yeah, so there is a process with anything new in Pella, and so we are going through those steps. We've had our business plan. We've had this concept for months, and so we're still not changing that business plan. We're still focused on that. I think right now it's getting the right approvals through the city and then still looking at the right location. You know, we've seen a lot of locations, we've gone back and forth on quite a few, but at the end of the day, we need to make it right. And once you set up shop for a brewery, you're there. So we don't want to rush into anything, but still kind of some of those details are still being tweaked.
And at the end of the day, this is a brand new concept for the city. There is no language, there are no laws. So everyone together is crafting the future to set this up the right way, us included, in being transparent about our purpose and the verbiage that needs to be used.
in terms of if the community has questions, and there have been many, I've been asked myself too, what is the best way for them to follow along with this process? Obviously, we're going to keep them updated on our airwaves, but maybe if they have a more specific question, or maybe if they have, you know, I don't want to say ideas, but things that they want to talk to you about, what's the best way to get a hold of the two of you to stay in touch with this process as it develops with the City Council?
Probably our Facebook page, I would think, would be the best.
We have already set up a presence on social media. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, and for me personally, email. Email always works. Find me around town. Ask us directly questions. We're happy to share really anything that we know.
Yep. And I think, yeah, that's very important. And email for me too is fine. I think what we've realized in the last couple weeks is that there's, you know, a lot of questions and conversations will be in the community, so please approach us if you have questions versus getting some misconception of what's happening with, especially with the changing of the verbiage.
Absolutely.
We just want to make sure we're, again, open and transparent.
Once again, that was Betsy Duffy and Mindy Vandenbosch with the Hesselig Brewing Company. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.